Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thank you, everyone. I'm Michael Finn, F-I-N-N, the Commissioner of Public Works for the City of Buffalo. Joined today by Ken Kajawa, the Regional Director for National Grid, and Tim Clark from the Buffalo Niagara Film Office. I want to give a brief weather update and talk about the city's preparedness for the storm that's coming this evening and into tomorrow, Thursday. The last weather update that the city has received, forecasters are saying that the storm that's going to come through is going to start in the overnight, early morning hours. The forecast that we're hearing initially for the metro area, specifically Buffalo, is anywhere from 3 to 6 inches of accumulation over the next 24 hours. The larger impact, at least for the metro area that we're preparing for, is the significant wind and wind gusts tomorrow. Forecast for that is starting in the around 7 to 8 a.m. Gusts up to and over 50 miles an hour during the daytime hours, all the way through about the early evening, where it's going to tail off, but still continue into Friday as far as the wind is concerned. For preparedness, Public Works is doing what we do for all of the wind events, preparing our crews both for the snow and the wind. The Streets Department is preparing all their equipment, making sure that our men and women are available to address the accumulation that we get. And then as far as the wind, making sure that our Forestry Division has crews ready, as well as the Traffic Division crews ready to address any traffic signal issues. With that, I'm going to turn it over to, one quick announcement. Thank you, Mike. We're proactively closing Erie Basin Marina and Ralph C. Wilson Jr. Centennial Park at 8 p.m. tonight. Given that the forecast is the way that it is, it's going to start in the early morning hours. We're going to be proactive and close those until further notice. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to Ken Kajawa from National Grid.
Great. Thanks, Mike. Just as the City of Buffalo is making preparations for this weather event, so is National Grid. We've been tracking this storm since earlier in the week. We are forecasting to see the winds hit starting tomorrow morning. We expect that they're going to peak late morning tomorrow. National Grid will be holding crews, all of our local crews, into the evening hours tomorrow to respond to any power outages that we may see. If customers do experience a power outage tomorrow, please contact National Grid at 1-800-867-5222. Two safety tips for our customers in advance of this storm. First off, if you do see any downed wires, please assume that they are live and do not touch them. Stay away from them. Please call National Grid or call the police department and notify them of the wires down situation. Secondly, if you are going to operate a portable generator, please make sure that you open your main breaker and place that generator as far away from your home as possible. Do not place it in your home. Do not place it in your garage. Make sure that any carbon monoxide exhaust that's coming out of that generator is going to go into the air and not into your house. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. We're still shooting, obviously.
Sorry. We're still shooting, and we're shooting on schedule today. Tomorrow, we are staying to the plan of Niagara Square. We hope that that doesn't change too much. The big thing tomorrow that could affect would be the wind, because there's a number of cranes that will be in the air that hold the big lighting grids for the movie. And if the winds are too high, it's a safety issue. And safety always comes first on a movie set, and we make sure that the public is safe and the movie crew is safe. There's over 200 people working behind the scenes on this movie, and at least that many in front of the camera tomorrow. So it's an enormous amount of people out there that we all have to keep very, very safe. We're in very, very tight communication with Commissioner Finn and his department to make certain that they get what they need, and we yield to the city. And this isn't life or death. We're just making a movie, so we'll adjust to whatever happens tomorrow. That's it for me.
I'll speak to that. So the question was about difference in preparation when it comes to a blizzard. A blizzard, from the forecast that I have seen, is forecasted for the southern portion of Erie County, Chautauqua, Cattaraugus, southern tier, ski country area. Right now that's not being forecasted for Buffalo, so that's not part of our preparation necessarily, but just to speak on the theory of it, a blizzard adds to visibility issues mainly, because a blizzard is snow plus wind, and then visibility is a big issue, plus drifting snow. I still think we're going to see, drifting snow within the city proper. It's just the accumulation won't be as great. But we will have to be plowing areas maybe 2 and 3 times before they're adequately plowed because of the amount of blowing that's going to be happening throughout the day.
Does the mild winter that we've had so far, Mike, present any unique challenges to the public works department, or does it make it easier to
make that? The winter that we've had so far, I think, is just a little bit different for public works. It's not necessarily better or worse. We're adapting to, whatever Mother Nature has for us. But, as far as being prepared for any kind of storm at any time, our crews are always, monitoring the weather and adapting our resources and our equipment to be able to respond and keep the public safe.
Are trees more susceptible to tumbling down because the ground is just moist instead of frozen, and then, of course, the high winds are part of this?
Yep. So, as far as trees, I spoke with our deputy commissioner for Parks and Rec before this, and as far as the ground being soft, that makes it potentially more likely that trees would be impacted. But we've also, this would be our fourth high wind event that could be impacting trees, I think, since Labor Day. So as far as trees that were already weak, I think a lot of those were lost in some of the early storms. So we're hoping that the impacts that we're going to see here just aren't as significant. Could you repeat that? I'm sorry. So the question about visibility and plows, right now that's not something that we're predicting or forecasting. If it absolutely becomes necessary that plows aren't able to plow because of a safety concern, that's something that our crews will make the call as it becomes necessary. But not something we're predicting. And I'll add, too, that our crews are very experienced with a lot of different winters that have come throughout Buffalo. And as far as what we're seeing forecast-wise, not something that we're necessarily concerned about at this point, but we'll be monitoring and addressing it accordingly. This is a lake effect event. Right now, the worst of it is forecast for the southern tier area. But with any lake effect event, there could be a narrow band that impacts just a portion of the city. That's something that we'll be monitoring as the storm progresses.
Anyone else?
It's got a lot of people very nervous, and really we're watching it very, very closely. But I got to tell you, if there was an Academy Award category for snow removal, it's the City of Buffalo and Commissioner Finn that would win that top down. So I'm just grateful for the support of the city and this community in the making of this movie. Guillermo is really, really kind of crossing his fingers for a little snow. What he's hoping, though, is that the wind doesn't prevent the scenes from being shot tomorrow. Sure. Yes. Well, so at 11 o'clock, the square will close, but it's going to take a few hours to move period cars and set pieces in place. So the shooting really doesn't begin till sort of mid-afternoon. And once we're going to be really on the phone with the weather consultants and the weather service and the emergency preparedness people. And again, in addition to Commissioner Finn and his fine team, we're also dealing with the Buffalo Police Department and the mayor's office. And we're just in tight contact with everything. So, we want to be safe, and we don't want to be an intrusion into the community any further than, you know, we have to be. And I think the plan is going to be a good one.
Do you anticipate the hours changing at some point, say, extending it a little bit longer?
Well, interesting to say that, Brendan. I could tell you that we have been looking at potentially swapping the days, but for lighting reasons and a whole variety of reasons, it's not likely that would happen unless something, you know, something disastrous occurs, and that would be high winds.
Just to recap, Centennial, Ralph C. Wilson Centennial Park Road, as well as Erie Basin Marina, will be closed this evening at 8 o'clock until further notice. Thank you. Yes, the forecast that we're seeing with the high winds, gusts of up to 50, are likely to cause a sèche event that causes the lake water to rise, and then the water splashes over, and it's just not a safe environment to be in. So we'll keep it closed until we're able to get it cleaned up and reopened safely.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.